So you remember when in 2022 they were all like, you know what we need? DEI for aircraft pilots. It's the end of the all-male, all-white cockpit. And you were like, I like living, and I have to fly sometimes. And actually, I don't like the idea of pilots not being selected for merit. Now, I mean, you can select against merit for a lot of things. It doesn't really matter, right? Hollywood selecting against merit is annoying, gay, and insulting, but causes very few fatalities. But about 95% of airline pilots in the US today are male, and nearly as many are white. Well, with bloody good reason, I'm guessing, because there's no one on Earth who gives a white man a break. There is absolutely nothing to give you a leg up if you are a white man. You have to knuckle down. You have to learn hard a lot. And I say this as someone who's now done 2 degrees in the subject I'm in. Like, you just have to get on with the work. You just have to crack on. It's really boring. It takes a lot of mental endurance and fortitude. And eventually, you become really good at a thing. So it takes 10,000 hours to become an expert at a thing, right? That's the common figure that's bandied about. If you do something for 10,000 hours, you are an expert. You build up the skills over time. Since no one's going to give a white man a break, you've got no choice but to build those skills. But if there is a DEI path, so you don't need to build those 10,000 hours, well, maybe you don't. Maybe you don't knuckle down. Maybe you just accept the promotions and you take the pay. And you don't know as much as the other people around you, but you are a DEI hire, and so what does it make to you? What difference does it make to you? Now, again, in most industries, this is actually not the end of the world, right? Like, okay, so the people who have been selected as CEOs for Target or Tesco's or whatever, oh, they're DEI hires. Okay, well, the worst thing that happens is that Tesco's goes under, and a different business that didn't follow that model takes its place. Again, very few casualties. But when it comes to something like piloting aircraft, I'm against DEI in principle, obviously. I'm just really against DEI when it comes to this actual particular subject. Because I have to fly a couple of times a year, and I hate traveling. And I don't want to be on the receiving end of a bunch of the things that are happening. But of course, the evil orange bad man said, well, I mean, DEI is bad. They're like, well, big businesses believe DEI is valuable. Yeah, you know what, though? I mean, okay, these big businesses, as long as they're not aircraft carriers, like, they can think that. But we actually have some numbers in now, and it ain't looking good. This is from the New York Post. And this author is like, well, by the way, Trump has ordered Federal Aviation Administration and Department of Transportation to rescind all DEI initiatives and return to merit-based hiring promotions. I mean, that just seems straightforward, especially when it is aircraft, right? When it's something really important, that seems to be the case. But of course, major carriers persist in aggressive diversity hiring. Delta CLO Peter Carter declares in January 2025, the airline is steadfast in its DEI commitments. They're critical to our business. Right. United's Training Academy maintains its goal of ensuring 50% of graduates are women or minorities. Southwest still pledges to recruit, hire, and retain a diverse and inclusive workforce. And things, right, that's the least offensive of them. It's like, yeah, okay. Well, you know, you've got, it's 95%, so you've got 100 men, 100 people who go through pilot school, 95 of them are men, straight white men, and 5% of them are women and minorities, presumably because that's the number of women and minorities who are interested and committed enough to pass all of the exams and with the standards as they should be, and actually make the grade. Great, fine, no problem with that, obviously. But the issue is that's clearly not what's been happening, right? This author says they analysed every US commercial flight crash with onboard fatalities attributed to pilot error since the year 2000. Women and minorities represent less than 10% of the pilots, yet were factors in 4 out of 8 crashes. Right. Less than 10% are 50% of the crashes. I mean, I think that does indicate that perhaps the standards have been lowered somewhat, especially when we look at some of the examples, right? You've got the example, and this is only from a year ago, right, February 2025, the Toronto air, the Delta Toronto aircraft crash, where the pilot had managed to flip the plane over while landing. Now, thank God, luckily enough, nobody died in this. I mean, if you can land a plane that's flipped over, I mean, proper, oops, I'm just a girl moment, right? Like, spoilers, the pilot was Kendall Swanson. This is how she left the plane. This is her. She's 26. Is it possible for her to have had 10,000 hours piloting a plane? This was her being a beauty queen only a few years earlier. And it's like, oops, girl moment. I'm just a girl. It's like, okay, well, you are lucky. Because that could have been, like, you know, 90 people dead, right? That could have been 90 people dead. But luckily for you, you're just a girl. She only logged fewer than 1,500 flight hours at the time of the incident. So she's nowhere near being an expert in flying planes, right? So, okay, well, you know, what are you going to do? Yeah, 76 passengers and 4 crew that were hurt. Again, and the airline had to pay out $30,000 to each of the passengers that were hurt. And pretty mad. Very lucky, didn't go a lot worse. The more experienced captain, James Henneman, gonna guess he was a straight white man, was managing communications during the crash. Okay. Glad I wasn't on that plane. Anyway, then you remember in December last year, again, this feels like ages ago. This feels like it happened ages ago. You remember the video of the plane coming down on DC, and the helicopter just decides, bam, straight into it, and it's ball of flame, and everyone on board died. 67 people died when a Black Hawk helicopter collided with it. And it's like, holy shit, that's terrible. And the US government has admitted fault with that, because they're like, yeah, we had a duty of care to the plaintiffs, which it breached, thereby proximately causing the tragic accident, because the crew was conducting a training mission with night vision goggles on the night of the crash. They failed to establish and maintain proper safe visual separation with regional American Eagle flight that was approaching the runway. The helicopter pilots failed to maintain vigilance so as to see and avoid other aircraft, and their failure was a cause, in fact, and proximate cause of the accident. Right. Well, the pilot on the right was Captain Rebecca Loback. She was the helicopter pilot who did this. Right. Okay. So, brilliant. Are we going to guess that perhaps she hadn't had sufficient training to be doing the job that she was doing? Well, maybe. I mean, there are other examples. Here's, again, from just 2024. The US Navy identified two pilots. They were, this is one of the female-only cockpits. Lieutenant Commander Lindsay Evans and Lieutenant Serena Ann Wildman died when they crashed their jet, basically. And it's like, right, okay, that's awful. They made history, though, as part of a team of female pilots who conducted the first ever all-female flyover of Super Bowl. I can't remember what the Latin numerals for LV is, probably like 37 or something. Probably is 37. Anyway, but this is a real issue, right? There's a real issue that keeps coming up, because it's obvious that standards have been lowered. And again, you can lower standards in many realms, and it doesn't make that much of a difference. In most private endeavors, where, you know, in most commercial endeavors, where it's like, I'm going to try and sell you a piece of, you know, a piece of clothing or some consumer good or whatever, even if that good's shit, even if the standards have been lowered, it's not going to kill someone, probably, right? The chances are nobody dies. The chances are it's just that consumer breaks it or something, and it's like, oh, this is crap, I'm not buying this again, right? The worst thing that happens is capitalism. But when it comes to things like flying planes, piloting helicopters, being in the military, things like that, people's lives are on the line. Like, they're genuinely on the line. This is, like, one of those places where you just can't afford a lowering of standards. You just can't afford it. And the thing is, it's not just the Air Force either. Remember the California truckers, Indian truckers who were given a license, despite the fact that they clearly aren't very good drivers, end up killing a bunch of people on American roads. And they just kind of don't even look guilty about it, weirdly. This lowering of standards for DEI reasons is genuinely lethal. Genuinely lethal. I mean, this is an example of a female captain who may become the Air Force's first woman to complete his elite special tactics training, raised concerns about the program's shifting standards as early as April 2021. She had objected that the performance forms, score charts, and the report the woman authored illustrate how she was allowed to return to training after she quit and how physical training metrics were lowered just as she arrived at the challenging schoolhouse. I believe the change in standards invalidated me with the majority of my team. Correct, she wrote in a memo, because they were not happy and it makes her look bad. If she can't do it, she shouldn't do it, and neither should anyone else. You should only hire those... So remedial. You should only hire people who are actually qualified for this job. Those people who actually pass the tests and have got sufficient expertise. Like, it's so remedial that I shouldn't have to say it. But people's lives are genuinely on the line. Like, I'm not going to lie. When I get on a plane and, a sort of crisp, almost drawling white male voice comes through, I'm just like, okay, fine. This guy's definitely not a DEI hire, right? This guy, there's no way anyone gave this white man a leg up just because he's a white man. I don't care what any of the left say about unconscious bias or anything like that. As a white man, my lived experience is that no one cut me a fucking break at any point in my life ever. And yet I have witnessed firsthand other people over and over and over being cut breaks because they're not straight white men. And I'm like, okay, you know what? That's fine. I mean, there's nothing I can do about it. But I can continue working on myself and improving myself and blah, blah, blah. And suddenly I'm here and they're not, right? So I actually think this is an advantage, right? It is not to your advantage to be given things easily, because the easier you get something, the less hard you have to work for it and the less skill you build trying to get it. And so by the end of it, you are not the kind of person that you could have been had you earned it legitimately. This is why I hate cheating. I hate cheating in almost any endeavor. And it's like, even if I'm playing a single player game, I kind of hate cheating. Just because, why are you playing the game then? You know, why are you doing the thing? You know, unless you want to actually do it properly. And it's not just that it's obviously a violating an agreement that you all engage in when you engage in a cooperative activity. Yet, no, I won't enrich myself at the expense of others, which is obviously what cheating is. But it's not just that, right? It's about what it does to you. And it's not good for you. It really has negative consequences, especially if you are in a job that you have people's lives in your hand, right? This in particular, this one just annoys me so much. It's like, you have like 80 people's lives in your hand and you're like, okay, well, I've only got 1,500 hours. Can't be an expert in it. I guess we'll just go for it. I guess I'll just do it. Because I'm a girl. This is going to be the first all-female cockpit, blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay. But sometimes they have got people killed, right? So, it's not on, is basically what I'm saying. And it's still happening. So, good luck out there, lads. And again, 10%, 50% of crashes. Anyway. Islander 5, I think, is out of sale in the US. You might want to check if you're in America. But there is still a small amount left in Britain, the rest of the world, and Europe. So if you're in America and you do want it, you'll have to go to the rest of the world store to get it, and the postage will probably be more expensive. Or you can treat yourself to one of our Goth Girl mugs, which the British media is currently spurging out about. You can watch my segment on that on loadseas.com. Or on podcast, the Lotus East channel, because I was talking about that today, because they're really not happy about it. Anyway, thanks for joining us, folks, and I'll see you in the next video.